Hello there, and welcome to the very first episode of Spirit Zone, the podcast. I know it's been like 3 months since I released the trailer, and it's been a while, but I finally came around to giving you guys the first episode, and today's episode is about different experiences with spirituality. So I don't want to take up like 2 minutes of just talking, so I'm just gonna get right into it. Okay, so now we're going to be talking about my spirituality, and I would say spirituality has affected my life greatly. It has definitely impacted it, like, 100%. I feel like before, I had a lot of built-up stress, and I would just, like, not that crying is bad. I'm a crying advocate. I'm very emotional. If you go to my school or in my class, you know that I'm not afraid to be just run out of class and slam the door. Because when I need to deal with my problems in private, I'm going to go deal with them in private. But I think I was doing it on a regular. I still do it a lot because I have a lot of issues, but not as much. I try to just deep breath and be mindful or just take out a crystal or something and just kind of meditate. Just be like, oh, you are enough, you are worthy, and you are gonna be okay. And I just kind of pushed through it. So I think you definitely can be emotional, but that was like my only option, and now I have another escape, I would say. But yeah, and I started getting into spirituality 2 years ago, and well, three. My mom really was into it after my dad passed away. She got into it a lot. And I kind of was like, oh, mom's doing this? So that means it must be, I should do it. And so I didn't really understand the concept of it. So I was just like, ooh, crystals. Like, I've always liked crystals. Usually when you hear someone spiritual, they're like, I've always liked crystals. I've always liked shiny things. And not an exception. I've always liked crystals, and I thought they were magical, but I didn't think they were. I don't think what I do is magical, but I thought that they were just kind of rocks. But I knew they could change my mood, but I didn't think it was the crystals. I thought it was just like, I don't know. I didn't know what it was, but I did not think it was the crystals. And I kind of fell out of it because I didn't understand. So I was like, I don't understand this. I'm done with this. So before I was into crystals, I definitely was not committal. I was non-committal. So I kind of just quit that. And then I went a couple years ago while I was into spirituality. My mom booked me to see a medium. And this medium was like top notch. Like, if you book it 2 years ago, you can get it in 2 years. So I was like, oh, I'll still be into spirituality and blah, 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 blah. So when I fell out of it, I kind of forgot all about the medium. And then 2 years came and my mom's like, oh my gosh, my calendar just reminded me you have your meeting with a medium later this week. I was like, oh, okay, that's probably going to be a waste of time. Like, I have to leave school for this, blah, 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 blah. I was kind of like frustrated because I didn't think anything of it. I just thought it's going to be boring. I didn't think it was going to be the way it was. So before I went in, I was like, I hope this is not even longer than an hour. Like, I hope this is not that bad. But anyways, during the thing, I got a lot of closure. And I got a lot of questions answered. And I felt very good. And this medium suggested I get a crystal. So we were like, okay, we'll go this weekend. But I still wasn't into spirituality. But I was definitely more, I wasn't into crystals, and I wasn't really into spirituality. But I was more open to it than I was before. So when we go to this crystal shop, I was just amazed by all the energies and all the crystals that I felt. And I just wanted to buy every single thing. I was like, can I buy this, mom? Can I buy that, mom? Can I buy this, that, and all this? And yeah, so, and I started researching the crystals I bought, and I started looking it up, and then I watched YouTube videos, and I started to really like it. And I found myself, it was like this at the end of the day, I was up all like almost all night, just like hooked by all these YouTube videos, and I was just amazed by all of the stuff I found. And these crystals that I bought made me feel so good, and I was like, now that I have them, I'm not leaving them at home. Like, I'm taking them to school. I've got problems at school too. So I took them to school. And the first week, my friends didn't think much of it. And then the next week, my friends started asking me, they're like, why are you bringing rocks to school? And I was like, they're crystals, blah, 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 blah. And I was assuming that they were gonna be like, oh, they're rocks, Noah. Like, they can't do anything else. But to my surprise, most of my friends were actually, they want to do it. So I started being like a little mini teacher at lunchtime, and I would teach them all about crystals. And then you'll hear from my friend coming up soon, like coming up next, that I actually got her into crystals, and she's just as much into it now. The others, they're into it, but like, we are the main spiritual people at our school. And even today, me and Savita, we went to a class with crystals, and it was amazing. And I'm very happy that I got into crystals 3 months ago. Well, almost four now, because it was the end of October. But so I've been into crystals without knowing I was into crystals. But yeah. And over my time of being with crystals, I haven't got a lot of criticism because my family's very open to it. And if I can kind of tell if you're not going to be open to it. And if you're not open to my crystals, that's fine. But if you're going to say something mean about it, I'm just like, I don't want to hear it. And I just like be like, talk to the hand because the fake don't understand. So I don't really care about the criticism. I mean, I don't get it from anyone close, so it's like whatever. But yeah, I haven't got a lot of criticism, but I've been pretty lucky. Okay, so now I'm with my friend Savita, and we're going to be talking about her spiritual journey. So, how are you doing, Savita?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. So, how long would you say you've been into spirituality, Savita?
I've been into spirituality since November 2019, so that'd be approximately 3 months now.
So, what do you do spiritually?
I'm into like basically everything to have to do with crystals. I'm into smudging, sage. I'm into meditations, a lot of mindfulness stuff. It's tarot readings, tarot cards.
So, how would you say all the spiritual stuff has like impacted your life?
I couldn't even imagine not being able to have all the things I have, like for being spiritual. And also, whenever I was going through something hard at school or in my life, I would resort to panicking or anxiety, like full on breaking down sometimes if it was that severe. But now I feel like instead of going for the worst, I now get my crystals and they really help me through things. Like I see them, I'm not saying that like you shouldn't take medication, but for like little headaches, if they aren't that big, why not give crystals a shot to help you?
Yeah, because there is like, if you think about it, a headache is kind of a vibration in your head. And scientifically, for the skeptics, crystals have proven to have energies, whether you think they're beneficial or not. So they do. So if you kind of connect the dots, like a kindergartner, vibrations in your head, vibrations in crystals. Like it's not that complicated. But yeah, but I would not suggest like being like, I'm cutting out all medicine. Like, I have cancer, shove some crystals in my stomach. Like, let's hope it gets rid of it. But yeah, I think crystals are like another tool for medication. But yeah, so Speaking of skeptics, have you came across any skeptics during your spiritual life?
A lot.
Can you tell me about these experiences? Like the worst and then like not that bad.
I would say that people that aren't into it or don't know about it, they don't comprehend what we're doing. They're like, what are you doing? Like praying to crystals? And I'm like, it might be our religion for spirituality, but we're not praying to the crystals.
Yeah, that was kind of embarrassing. We had a teacher, God, like, not God, because I don't really believe in God, but like the saying, God bless her heart. Like, she wasn't meaning to like embarrass us, but like, she's like, so we were talking about something in English class, and she's like, and pray to your crystals. And everyone looked at us, and I was like, oh. We were laughing. I wasn't really like finding it funny. I was kind of like, oh my God, what did you just do? Everyone kind of thinks we're weird. You made us more weird. But then I was like, really? Like, if you think about it, the skeptics, they're the real ones that are losing because, like, think of like all the good moments you have with your crystals. Like they don't have that, and they're making fun of you for having that. That's like you had cancer and then you got cured, and they're making fun of you for getting chemo. Like it sounds ridiculous, but yeah, don't let the skeptics get you down. Have you had any like close people in your life criticize your crystal love or spiritual love?
I have like two in particular that I wanted to talk about today. The first one is, well, anyway, I just bought like new decks of tarot cards, and I was carrying them around to try to like connect with them and stuff. And someone that's close to me came up to me and asked me to explain like what they were, and I was like, oh, they're tarot cards. And I explained like how I was into crystals and stuff, and they started like, I think they meant it as a joke, but I kind of thought it was strange how they said it. They were like, oh yeah, what are you, are you a witch? Don't be teaching my children your ways. I was like, whoa, okay, yeah, I was playing along like, yeah, okay, for sure, yeah. And I don't know if they really thought I was like witchy, but
They
that's
could.
what it said to me.
I think a big misconception is that if you're into like tarot, like there's kind of a dark side to crystals. There are people that are satanic, but I think a misconception is all crystals, all tarot is satanic. Like it's like there's n they could be, but that's not what we do, and I don't think that's right to like assume that. So she could have been like, don't like be teaching my kid to be satanic. But
Well, we're on the topic of like Satanism and stuff. My other mishap with that is my mother. I was when I first started getting into crystals, I think she thought I was into it like for a hobby or like a phase of just like collecting these and thinking
yeah,
they do stuff.
'cause you said you've been into stuff before that's been like a phase. So she just thought this was one of those things, right?
Yeah, for sure. But I think when I started getting into like crystals more in depth and like deeper and started investing more money in it and using them more often, I think as I started to move on to tarot and stuff like that, she started thinking it was like satanic, and she started talking to me and asking like, who got you into this? Like, is it satanism? Or like, who's trying to influence you? And she was really concerned. And as a joke, I used to go to church camp every year. As a joke, I was like, what do I need to do? Go back into church camp to get me straightened out? My mom was like, yeah, that's not a bad idea. Oh, that really struck hard. I was
Yeah.
like,
I've
what do
had
you, like,
you,
you
sorry.
go.
You go.
When you like first get into spirituality and like crystals and stuff, all you're really looking for, like from your family members, is like respect and like
Support.
belief. Yeah, support. That's like a main thing. If they don't support you, you start to like doubt yourself, which you should never do.
Yeah. I'm lucky enough to have like I don't have like super spiritual parents. I'm the most spiritual, but like my mom is into it also, and my stepdad's like, he believes in God. He's Catholic, but like he's not like, oh, you're going to hell if you touch those crystals. He's not like that. But yeah. Would you say that like you've had this like people just kind of look at you weirdly, or like people being like, like cross-eyed, not too like touchy?
I would say whenever they first like see me with my crystals and stuff, they're a little bit confused. They're like, what are they doing? But for some people, I just don't bother explaining it because they don't seem that interested, or they seem more judgmental than everything than anything. But the people that do look like interested, I will explain it to them, and if they're still interested, I'll tell them some more info. But
Yeah.
yeah.
Even like a kid, like he like swung around your crystals. I was shocked at that. Like,
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
if you collect crystals and you keep them in bags, you know that like your worst nightmare is that like you don't really like putting them in a bag, because what happens is they press against each other and they chip, and it's like your worst nightmare. So like I can just imagine the crystals that suffered. Rest in peace.
Yeah, so another story about English class. We were in an English class, and I had my crystals in a bag, showing them to one of my close friends because she's into spirituality too. So I was demonstrating what ones I brought today because that's what we usually do. And then I tied them back up and sat them on my desk because I wasn't done with them for the day, obviously. And this kid that sits across from me came up and swung them around and chucked them on my desk. I was like offended. I went through all the crystals making sure they're okay. Can't get that thought out of my head.
Yeah, like that. Some people are just ignorant, but like, on another note, because the sad thing is when you talk to someone about spirituality, the sad thing is when you talk to people about spirituality, a big thing is that like you have to talk about the skepticism and the criticism about it, because that's a big part of it. But on the lighter note, on a lighter note, would you say that like overall crystals, you think everyone could you do good with a crystal?
Oh yeah, I for sure do. If people were influenced enough, like, and had enough information about them, and they had people to help them through it, I think that everyone should at least give it a try in your life. Like, if it doesn't work out for you, great. Just don't go dissing it just because it didn't work out for you, because there are a lot of people that it worked out for.
Yeah. Like, even the people that say, like, oh, you can't, like, if you want to do your crystal stuff, like, you got to go do it in a private area. It's like, but people, I can't hold my crystals, but people can, like, pray. But it, like, affects their religion. It's like, if me celebrating my beliefs affects your beliefs, then you gotta go strengthen your beliefs, because you're not really committed to this religion. If me simply expressing mine affects you, like, go, if you believe in God, go back to church and be like, why don't I believe in you, God? Like, why? But anyways, before we go, is there one last thing you would say to the critics out there about crystals?
Critics, like, that's like one of the main things that really get people down, or like get in your head. Like, just don't let them get in your head, because once they do, like I said earlier, you'll start doubting yourself, and then you'll start doubting crystals, and then your whole life will end up collapsing. And for critics, I don't understand why they criticize. Like, give it a shot, learn more information, don't be so judgmental. Like, if your religion, you're dedicated to your religion, and your religion doesn't believe in it, okay, that's fine. That's your opinion. Leave it to yourself.
Yeah, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it. Like, that's the facts. But what would you say to someone? What would you say to someone that it was like you in November, just getting into it? Would you say go right in, or just slowly go in?
Slowly go in, like, dip your toes in the water, get a little bit of information, But one thing I would say is when you get your information, try to do more, like whenever you search a question and you have an answer, try to look for a same answer on another website, because there has, like, I have seen a lot of false, like, info on there. Just learn the right stuff and slowly get into it. Don't rush into it, because when I first got into it, I was rushing into it. Then I started doubting myself and I started thinking, is this really a hobby? Because I made it my life instead of a lifestyle. And that was like a big mistake.
But I know I just said before we go, like, that's what you say, but there's something I think is very important to acknowledge. I think that nowadays, like, even back, we are only 14, but like, even 10 years ago, like, the new age and all of, like, all the spirituality is like, it's rising above, like, chapters. They have a whole new age section, a HomeSense and Michaels. They starting to deliver crystals. But I would suggest, if you're into crystals, try to mainly go to like the boutiques and the actual spiritual stores. But yeah, thank you so much, Savita, for talking about your journey.
Oh, thank you for having me anytime.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Spirit Zone. Make sure to follow this podcast and stay tuned for more episodes coming your way. If you'd like to see anything specific in the near future, follow Spirit Zone on Instagram, Spirit Zone P. Namaste, everyone, and have a great day.